For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to set your dials. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be here next week with another great show. We really try and bring you guys latest and greatest information related to health and wellness. Hopefully, it's a wealth of resources and information for all of you. I certainly enjoy doing the show and love chatting with the special guests that we have each week, and today is no exception. We're going to be talking about some important topics related to children's health, and you know, certainly that's where a lot of things start. We've talked about, you know, the importance of prenatal health. I think I did a show on that a few weeks ago, and you know, just how important it is to start that development of health at a really young age. We don't really truly understand how much of our health gets established at these very, very early times in life. And I think if people understood that a little bit more, there may be a little bit more emphasis or a different focus, say, on what pediatrics tends to focus on. Because like all other aspects of medicine, pediatrics really just focuses on sort of averting problems that have already arisen. The only really preventative thing that is incorporated into pediatrics is vaccination. There's not really a whole lot of other preventative things that are done. And the reality is that if you understand human health and development truly as it occurs, you would realize that we are hugely missing the boat in supporting our children's health. It's like we just assume that the body's going to develop properly, especially in the face of giving it none of the proper cues that support its proper development. So, for example, let's talk about breastfeeding, right? So at least now in the last 10 years or so, there's been a big pendulum swing back to the suggestion that breastfeeding is best for baby. But for a very long time, doctors just basically said formula is better, it's easier. Why do breast milk with, you know, it's messy and it's just, you know, why even bother with that, right? And women were encouraged to give formula. They were handed out formula in the hospitals. There was no support structure in place to help babies and women troubleshoot issues that arise when a baby's first born that can really create problems with good breastfeeding and milk production and latches and, you know, really that whole process. It should be this wonderful natural thing where the baby comes out and just knows how to breastfeed. But I can tell you from personal experience, it doesn't always work out that easily. And without a proper support structure and encouragement in place and helping women understand that that process that can sometimes be very difficult is very important, many women don't see it through. And if the doctors are saying, well, just give formula, there you go. But take, for example, this really interesting research that's been done by somebody who does nothing but study breast milk. Well, they found this sugar in breast milk, the most predominant sugar in breast milk. And they thought, wow, breast milk for newborns has this huge amount of this really certain type of sugar that must be super important for the baby's digestive tract and for baby's development. Babies must really need the sugar to grow their muscle and to grow their brain and to grow their immune system and do all these things. Well, lo and behold, they started studying it and they realized that babies can't even absorb that sugar. It's useless in a baby. The baby can't do anything at all with the primary sugar that is in breast milk in the first stages of life, like right after birth, up until about 3 months. The baby can't even absorb it or process it. So the researchers had to go, oh, well, the body screwed up and it's really dumb and it's giving babies something they don't need, or you've realized that that's probably not the case and you figure out what it's trying to do. And what the researchers discovered is that sugar is actually the primary sugar that feeds the beneficial gut flora in the baby's digestive tract. So here we have an understanding that, you know, your mom's body in its wisdom is producing a food that is primarily suited to establish the gut flora in babies, not necessarily feed the baby early in life. Well, you have to assume from human biology, evolution, whatever you believe in, that the body's doing it for a very specific reason, and that children at that early phase, one of the most important things that they need to establish is a healthy gut flora. There's no attention paid to this idea, and babies are routinely given antibiotics and given therapies and given things that completely disrupt that gut flora and not encouraged to support things like that. And I would say in every single step of the way of a child's development, there are examples like this where there are these key critical pieces of things that have to happen in the course of development for a child to grow up into a well-balanced physiological person. We know that that establishing of the gut flora early in life and the presence of a very healthy, balanced, good gut flora is one of the primary things that helps babies establish a proper immune system. And there's even been links between cesarean babies that don't get that or non-breastfed babies and later on in life having asthma and allergies, or even way later on in life having heart disease, because if the immune system isn't regulated correctly, they're going to have increased levels of inflammation. So we're starting to see these connections of how things really early in life affect children or affect them when they are adults. So today we're going to be talking with Dr. Aaron Stokes, who's going to be helping us to understand some of these key pieces that need to be in place for children to properly develop, grow, and be healthy, because ultimately that's really what we want for our children. And yes, having reading books to them and, you know, getting their routine checkups is good and making sure they're in good schools and doing their homework and all these other things that get promoted are great, but how can we promote all those other things and completely ignore the fundamentals of health and development? Aaron Stokes, naturopathic doctor, is the medical director at Megafood and a registered naturopathic doctor in the state of Colorado. In her role as medical director, Aaron has the opportunity to educate on health and wellness topics via webinars, radio shows, articles, and blogs. Dr. Stokes received her naturopathic degree from Bastyr University in 2001. Shortly afterwards, she began to pursue her passion for educating others by teaching Western pathology and psychology of healing at Southwest Acupuncture College. Erin combines her experience as a naturopathic doctor with an extensive background in the natural products industry. Erin's personal mission is to empower people with the inspiration and tools to change their lives. Dr. Aaron Stokes practices naturopathic medicine and lives with her family in Boulder, Colorado. Dr. Stokes, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Passero. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, let's sort of set the stage and, you know, talk a little bit more on this topic of, you know, the state of food, the state of health for kids. Like, let's bring me your perspective on how you see children, childhood development, and, you know, the role that supportive therapies can play in helping to encourage proper development of kids.
I would love to. Thank you. First of all, I appreciate how you started right from the beginning with breastfeeding. And I loved your story about the body's inherent wisdom with breast milk components really supporting healthy gut flora in kids. And we know that this is the best start, and the American Academy of Pediatrics now recommends exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of life, and then breastfeeding continuing for up to a year, at least up to a year if possible. And I think when we look at this globally, Kevin, we really have to think about the support system that we have in place for women to successfully do that. And as you alluded to, it doesn't always just happen. Breastfeeding can actually be very challenging for a lot of moms and babies. So we really need to make sure that out in the world, is, you know, is socially as a community, and then also you and I as practitioners and the practitioner community is really supporting that, and women going through some of those challenges to be able to do this. So with that being the most ideal start, and understanding that there are many kids out there that are both born by cesarean birth and may not be able to breastfeed, we realize that from there on out, we need to really be supporting not just the healthy flora in our digestive tract, but healthy nutrition. And proper nutrition, as you know, is foundational to healthy growth and development. And you never get a second chance at that start. And so I'm very passionate about talking with parents and kids as they get older, because you can have a great dialogue with kids as well, about how important this is and that we're developing habits that are for a lifetime. We know that what we do as children really imprints upon us. And I think probably you and I can both think of some favorite childhood food that we had maybe in our neighborhood, or one of our parents made, or it was a special treat. Those memories are imprinted. And so we know that getting that start is key. And doing some of the usual things that we talk about in terms of fruits and vegetables and healthy proteins and healthy fats, and kind of we can explore a little bit more about how to do that. And then the other thing that I, you know, want to talk about as well is, how do we make this shift from, we're consuming a lot. There are still kids in this country, and I want to acknowledge that are undernourished, that are not getting enough nutrition. They're not actually getting enough calories. But one thing I found really interesting, Dr. Passero, on the Johns Hopkins Medicine website that I think is worth thinking about, is that malnutrition can occur both when there's undernutrition, and we all know that, right? And also overnutrition. And I think in our country, we're often in a situation where kids are having, I don't even know if I call it overnutrition. I call it this, they're taking in a lot of calories. And this is people that are eating too much, eating the wrong things. And in the case in our country and many other countries, it's sugar. You know, they're filling up on calories that are sugar that are not nourishing them.
Yeah, I mean, it's very common. Children and adults have a calorie-dense but low-nutrient-dense diet, and that's typically what most people eat. So you can consume a huge amount of calories by eating some fried food, or, you know, a huge big gulp, or, you know, a fast food burger and fries. The calorie content is through the roof, but the nutritional content is basically non-existent. And so there are these, you know, high calorie, low nutrient dense diets that most people are existing on. And, you know, the issue is that we are feeding a lot of people the same things to our children. And because kids are going through such periods of time of rapid development, they need those nutrients, because each one of those nutrients is designed to serve a purpose for cellular physiology and cellular health. And at
absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. And through development, those cells are much more active than when we're fully developed and we're just maintaining the development that we've achieved. So if you deprive the body of those critical nutrients during those times of key development, you're more likely to end up with blunted development in some way.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that it all begins in the home. And I think education is such a big part of it, because, as you know, there's many adults out there that are still sort of trying to figure out what to eat. You know, they're trying to figure out how to incorporate a healthy diet into their daily routine. And so I'm encouraged by some of the efforts that I am seeing both in families and then schools. You know, we have a huge opportunity with school nutrition. They're in a unique position to promote healthy eating. And we know that schools are not often the poster child of healthy nutrition, but, you know, that's really starting to shift, Dr. Passero. And there is a foundation called the Chef Ann Foundation, so Chef Ann, and she's an internationally recognized author, chef, educator, and her foundation is really all about giving school communities tools, training, and resources to help them have healthier food. And I think within the last year, actually, she was working in your neck of the woods in the Baltimore area, working with schools around having salad bars with fresh fruits and vegetables and helping kids. You know, there's Rainbow Day, which of course should be Rainbow Day every day of the year, but at least we have a start where, you know, we're teaching kids about the different colors and eating like a rainbow, and just the fundamental facts, still teaching adults about all of those different colors represent different phytonutrients to have beneficial impact on your health. So this is really a systemic issue, and it's pretty far reaching. It's a big topic, so something we could talk about probably for hours, because it's not just what you eat, but how you eat. And so many of us are living this lifestyle where we do not make eating and the time to eat well a priority. Mm-hmm. And this really passes on to our children, because if we're telling them, just jump in the car, grab your breakfast, we got to go, and, you know, they're just on the run, then they're not having that time to focus on healthy eating either.
Yeah. Yeah, those are all really good points. And I think, you know, kids are a lot more malleable than we think. While they'll usually always go to the instant gratification because that's just what kids do, if you teach them properly and you expose them to different things, I think as long as there's encouragement, love, and support, that's really what kids need. So if you're showing them encouragement, love, and support around making healthy choices with food and with nutrition and with diet, most kids really gravitate towards that, because what they're really looking for in life is that love, structure, support, safety, security. So, you know, if you create it around good, healthy habits, kids are going to be receptive for it and to it in a good environment. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Stokes, let's pick up this conversation and talk about ways that we can sort of augment, you know, healthy diets, because we don't always have time to make everything perfect. So we can talk about some different options. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We'll be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to set your dials. Today, we're talking with Dr. Erin Stokes, the medical director of Megafood. She's also a practicing naturopathic doctor in Boulder, Colorado. So, Dr. Stokes, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, in the last segment, we were talking about some of the key things necessary for childhood development. And yes, it would be ideal if we all lived on peaceful organic farms and were able to just go out into the backyard and pick our produce, and none of our kids were picky eaters, and they all, you know, ate vegetables for breakfast and vegetables for lunch and vegetables for dinner, and never got candy anywhere and all that kind of stuff. But the reality is it's just not the case. You know, I mean, kids are kids and parents are parents. And us as parents, we have our own issues and our own bad eating habits that we struggle with and struggle to correct. And those rub off on the family. So sometimes, you know, things are things. And the reality is that food is pleasurable. Food is enjoyable. Food should be enjoyed. And food and dietary choices shouldn't be a torturous thing that you have to fight with every day. I think it's okay to let kids enjoy different foods as long as they know that certain foods don't give them the nutritional value and they should be consumed in moderation or rarely. And basically what they should focus on is the foods that are healthy for them. But we all get sort of lost in our day-to-day routine. I can tell you, you know, personal, I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old and I work and my wife works and, you know, we have very busy schedules. And while we try and make sure we pack them well-rounded lunches every day at school, there are some days when we let them buy school lunches and there are some days when we let them order things that we know aren't really healthy for them. Breakfast in the morning can be a tight race between schedules and school buses and all of those things. And we try the best we can to make dinner a well-rounded meal as we all gather around the table together at the end of the day. So, you know, the question here, Dr. Stokes, is, you know, I certainly recognize that, you know, there are deficits that my child's diet could probably be better if I had more time to just focus and spend a lot more energy on feeding them, but I do the best that I can. But I recognize that there are some things that would benefit them if it was augmented with easier ways to get them those phytonutrients that I know that their body really needs. And there are creative ways to do it. But let's talk about, I mean, this is where, you know, the supplements come in. I mean, supplement, the name that people so regularly refer to when they talk about vitamins that they buy in the store and whatnot. A supplement is what it's designed to be, is a supplement to the diet. You know, that's sort of what it's designed to be. It's not supposed to replace what you're doing with a healthy diet, but it's supposed to recognize the fact that diets aren't always the healthiest. You know, and even, you know, we try and when we can buy organic. But I mean, I live all the way here on the East Coast and most of the produce grown that we eat in this country either comes from out of the country or from California. And sometimes it's like we walked into our, you know, natural grocery food store last week and there was a sign basically saying, you know, due to weather conditions, we don't have a lot of stuff. And you can't always find the freshness of the produce that you want. And we know that soil conditions have changed. And sometimes you can't always find organic. And we know that non-organic produce has less of those really vital phytonutrients than organically grown produce does, not to mention, you know, having pesticide residues. So it's like, even if I were to devote the majority of my time, which would be ridiculous, to feeding my family and feeding my children, that's all I did, I still would not be in a perfect world based on just the realities of where I live and what I do. And so this is where we say, all right, maybe we need to supplement the diet with something else. And this is why adults take multivitamins. I would say for children, based on what we discussed in the last segment, that children have very specific and basically more important nutritional and nutrient needs than adults due to their ongoing development. It becomes even more important to look at what they're getting from a nutrient standpoint status and consider supplementation for them. So, you know, Dr. Stokes, I know that Megafood has developed a line of particularly geared kids products and some supplement companies have. I think we can talk about why I think for kids specifically, the Megafood mission is particularly applicable, but why don't you kind of tell us about, you know, your thoughts on this and how the company sort of decided to develop products around this and what you see their role as?
Thank you. I would love to. And you make an excellent case, Dr. Passero, for a multivitamin. And I'm right there with you because I see time and again that even the healthiest diet has gaps. And the research shows that nutrient deficiencies are prevalent in the United States, both with children and adults. So again, I feel quite strongly about getting our kids the best start that they can get. And like you, I am a working parent and I have a 10-year-old who didn't stay up and watch all of the World Series last night. But even with it being a couple hours earlier here, it was a late night and an early start and exciting night ticket to watch sports, but we were in a hurry this morning, and I get it. Like, we got to get the bus, got to get to work, got to be, you know, I'm often on conference call by 8 o'clock in the morning. So what do we do? We believe that giving kids the nourishment they need should be as easy as possible. And we want to really support parents in that. And so that's where our kids' nutrient booster powders come into the picture. As you know, Kevin, we designed a line of nutrient booster powders, and they were designed for adults. They were some of our most popular products. We have a daily turmeric, a daily energy, daily C protect, which is particularly well-loved this time of year. And when we develop these lines, and, you know, people are doing more smoothies and shakes these days, and I'm happy to say that a lot of those have also gotten healthier. You know, it can actually be a great way to get your greens. I have a friend that says, I prefer to drink my greens. And although I love the idea of chewing and having a salad, it can be an easy way to get some spinach or kale into a smoothie. That being said, with kids, you might want to go a little slow on that side. But with the really strong popularity of the nutrient booster powders, we knew that we needed to make a kids line, especially since we craft all of our food state nutrients with our gentle dryer, and we do that in-house. We're already essentially making the powders. And so what we did is we developed this line, and we can start with the kids daily multi-nutrient booster powder, because we know that although my son takes kids one daily every day, it's a small, easy to swallow mini tablet. There are many children out there that still might struggle with that. And it just might be the best way for a parent to get that nutrition in. Now, you can put this powder into a smoothie or shake, as I mentioned. I've also had it on yogurt, applesauce. Of course, this has been kid tested and approved before it went out onto the market. And it's designed to support the healthy growth and development for kids 5 years and up. And what I really like about this is that it has our food state nutrients, where all of our vitamins and minerals are delivered in whole foods. And so that's designed to cover the gaps that inevitably are going to occur in a kid's diet. And we know we want to keep supporting healthy immune function, healthy bone growth, healthy muscles and connective tissue. What it also has that I really like, Kevin, is our food state turmeric root. And as you know, one of our, you know, things that we feature at MegaFood is our farm partners. And our turmeric root comes directly to us from Kauai Organic Farms in Hawaii. So we love that we have a United States grown turmeric, and boy, is it beautiful. If you check out our website, you can actually see video footage of Dr. Weil visiting Kauai Organic Farms and seeing the turmeric and ginger that we get from there. And sometimes people go, turmeric, okay. You have 200 milligrams of your food state turmeric root. And when it says food state, that just means we get it directly from the farm. We bring it into our facility in New Hampshire, just up the coast from you. And we dry it on our gentle dryer. And so we're handling it right from the farm to the product. And the reason why we have it in here is for the protective and healthy antioxidants that you find in turmeric. You know, turmeric is such an amazing food. It's not just for supporting healthy inflammation, although it can certainly do that in kids as well. It's really to help with these antioxidants that are often missing from a kid's diet. And to that end, we also have a farm fresh fruit blend that has whole orange, that's pulp, rind, and peel, organic blueberry, and organic cranberry. So there's a lot packed in there, and it's really easy because all you do is grab a mini scoop. I actually have it right in front of me. When you open it up, you can really smell and see the turmeric and the fruits, and you just reach in, grab a scoop, put it again into a smoothie or shake or onto yogurt or applesauce, and there you go.
That's great. So have people given you feedback about some of the best things to mix it with? Because, you know, I know it's great. There's no added sugars or really added flavors or anything else in there, you know, which is great because those are the things that you don't want in a supplement. But because it's a powder and because some kids can be a little bit finicky with flavor, do you have any specific recommendations of some of the things it mixes best with?
Yes, thank you. You know, it really does best with a smoothie. If you can get a healthy smoothie in, and, you know, sometimes I think people have misconceptions about what smoothies are. I've had somebody say, well, I don't really do smoothies because I don't eat yogurt. And I said, well, I actually never really put yogurt in a smoothie. You know, you can have water as a base. For kids, you may want to do like a little splash of lemonade or do something like coconut milk. You could get really creative. This would be a great combination with a smoothie that, say, had coconut milk or your milk of choice. It could be cow milk if that works well for your kiddo. And then you could add some frozen mango and a banana and a scoop of this. And that might be kind of like the beginner smoothie, because I don't want to make it too much like, oh, it's green, maybe your kid doesn't want to take it. I got to say, though, like you said, kids are really malleable. I've been into my son's school and made green smoothies with kale and spinach, and they just drank it right up. So, but a beginner smoothie, Kevin, would be something like that, you know, just your choice of milk, some frozen mango, banana, a scoop of this. And being a working parent myself, I know how crazy the mornings can be. So some parents out there might be rolling their eyes going, yeah, right, I'm going to have time to make a smoothie in the morning. Don't worry about it. Do it as an after-school snack. We actually more often wind up having smoothies after school because it's just easier. So that would be one way that you could incorporate this.
Yeah, I mean, you could even do it, you know, if you get a good smoothie recipe together, you can do it after dinner. I mean, you know, it's fruit, it's sweet. Some kids, you know, really do like that. It doesn't have to be a piece of candy if your kid wants dessert or wants something sweet after dinner. You know, that's, get them in the habit of doing that, and that's a great, great idea. All right, so let's take a quick break. So that's the kids, basically the daily multi-nutrient booster powder.
And
yes. So that is one that contains basically the assay of multivitamins along with some of those important antioxidant and acts as a way to, as we talked about, supplement the diet with some basic minerals, vitamins, and then with some of these really important things, I think in some ways even more important than just the general vitamin content, which are these phytonutrients. Those are the nutrients that are going to come from the orange and the blueberry and the cranberry and the turmeric. These are these very, very rich, naturally occurring chemicals found in certain types of foods that have been studied to have many, many health benefits and to support many different aspects of how our system functions. When we come back from the break, Dr. Stokes, we can chat about some of the other formulas that you guys have in your children's line. There's some other booster powders. We talked a little bit about probiotics, and we go on and on and on. So let's take a quick break. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Megafood premium whole food supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be back next week. Today, we've been chatting with Dr. Aaron Stokes, the medical director at MegaFood, regarding how to support our children's health. We talked about some basic concepts at the beginning of the show, and right now we've been focused on some of the newer, what they call the booster powders that MegaFood came out with, which is kind of cool. It's a really nice concept around, you know, using these powders that contain specific multivitamins and herbs and nutrients to act as a supplement to our children's diets, because we know that, busy lifestyles and kids' cravings and everything like that, it sometimes gets a little bit lost in the mix. And we know that kids really need a lot of support throughout development. Dr. Stokes, we kind of alluded to it in the last segment. I talked about how I thought some of the core mission things around MegaFood are particularly applicable when talking about a children's product, or at least is just the way I personally feel. And I think it has to do with the fact that MegaFood's one of the few companies on the market that makes a vitamin supplement that's in more of a food-based state. So instead of just basically giving vitamin C and vitamin A and B vitamins that come from, a lab that are more of, they're not chemicals, but they're more in a raw material form of just the vitamin, MegaFood does this whole process where there are these like food-based vitamins. And I have had enough patients and people tell me over the years that sometimes they do feel a little bit better when they're taking a food-based vitamin, or it seems like it's a little gentler on the system. And when we're talking about kids and their systems are a lot more vulnerable to sensitivities and to problems, it kind of makes sense to use something that's as close to nature as possible, because we really don't want to be, putting anything too strong in our children, whether it's a drug or a nutrient, if we don't have to. So food-based, the idea of a food-based nutrient, I really like specifically with kids. And so as we talked about the booster powder, that's the multivitamin. Yes, it has a full multivitamin assay with the herbs, but all the vitamins in the multivitamin are in this sort of food state. Can you just briefly, I know we could have a whole show because it's kind of a complicated process, can you just briefly kind of highlight what that means?
Yes, I would love to. And it is also one of my favorite features of our line. It's really the core feature of our line, is that our vitamins and minerals are delivered in whole food, like you mentioned. And what does that mean? Well, for example, our vitamin C is delivered in organic oranges, and those oranges come directly to us from Uncle Matt's organic orange grove down in Claremont, Florida. So every orange down there is still hand-picked at the peak of ripeness, and then it's put onto crates, and shipped up to New Hampshire. And I've actually been there when the oranges arrived from Uncle Matt. In fact, I like to tell a story of how I almost missed a flight out of New Hampshire because I was visiting home base, in a lot of meetings, and I found out that Uncle Matt's oranges were arriving, and I went over to our facility because I wanted to see them, and I narrowly made my plane home. And that's just one of the things that makes us very unique, is that we are delivering our vitamins and minerals in whole food that comes from our farm partners. So We say fresh from farm to tablet. And in the case of these nutrient booster powders, we're, of course, fresh from farm to powder. Now, many people say, where did you come up with this? Where did this come from? Well, we partnered with scientists at the University of New Hampshire. I mentioned that we are located in New Hampshire, and we've been there for well over 40 years. We partnered with scientists from the University of New Hampshire, and our science team and our research and development team worked with the scientists at the University of New Hampshire over a couple of years and came up with this process. And one of the things I love is, I think, Dr. Passera, you're probably heard that we refer to it as a slow food process. Well, every vitamin and mineral is crafted on its own. So that vitamin C that's integrated into the whole orange, that's done by itself. And then, for example, vitamin A, vitamin D3, B1, B2, you get where I'm going. It's like each one is crafted by itself, and then it's all blended together as powder. And so it's a labor of love, and it's worth it because of the end result. And so what does that mean for our end user, in this case for kids? Well, it's really assurance for parents. And the fact that it's easy to digest and doesn't cause stomach upset is really nice. Yeah, I mentioned earlier, my son's taken these booster powders and loves them. He also is totally fine with taking the kids one daily tablet. He can take that any time of day. So that just makes it easier, whether you're a kid or an adult. You know, often, Dr. Passera, that just being able to be compliant with taking a multi every single day is an issue for some people. But when you can take it any time, that just makes it a lot easier for people.
Right. And what you're alluding to is a lot of people, if they're taking something that's just a straight vitamin complex where the vitamins have just been sort of manufactured and put into the supplement, you know, minerals and B vitamins, they can be a little bit rough on the stomach. So, you know, if you don't take them after you eat a decent meal or, you know, something like that. I remember when I was first at naturopathic school and I got my first bottle of like real multivitamins, like, you know, super potent nutraceutical grade multivitamins. I just thought, oh, I'll start taking these. And I remember one morning taking them and I was driving on my way to school and I thought basically I had the stomach flu. I pulled over. I thought I was going to throw up. And, you know, it dawned on me that, you know, well, geez, I guess it was the vitamins. They're really strong. And that is something that you hear a lot when you're taking them in these food-based forms. You can take them on an empty stomach and they don't upset the stomach because your body's basically seeing them more as food rather than just as these different vitamins. So I think there is usefulness to that. And again, just because kids have more sensitive systems and we want to try and not manipulate their systems, but just support their systems doing something that's like more of a food base. It makes more sense to me personally, as far as my philosophy. And I think it's a great way to incorporate these into children's diet. So, all right, well, thank you for explaining that. And I mean, that is the one sort of thing about mega food is that all of their nutrients and vitamins are in this food state. So it's not just these children's products. It's pretty much across the board in anyone that we talk about. So
that's right.
Yeah. So there's a couple other interesting combinations of nutrients for these booster powders that, you know, you may want to talk about. I think the immune one is worth mentioning given the time of year that we're headed into.
Absolutely. And, you know, with these nutrient booster powders and our entire line, just along the road of talking about quality, we have an internationally certified in-house lab. And so we test our products to make sure they're pesticide and herbicide free. And I think that's an important point, especially for parents. We also test our products to be soy, dairy, and gluten free. And we are certified by NSF to be gluten free, which is very important for kids and adults alike that may have celiac disease or other issues with gluten. So I just wanted to mention some of our purity promise seals as well. And with our Kids Daily Immune, I love this formula. Again, I've got them all right here because I think one of the great things about the powders is actually opening it up and experiencing the product because they all look very different because they're made with fresh foods, such as elderberry, which, you know, really kind of crosses that food-herb continuum, as you know, and this is such a gorgeous purple color. Elderberry has been utilized in Europe for many years and is really one of my favorite immune tonics. With these formulas, they're all called daily, you'll notice. And so sometimes people say, well, can I use these daily? And yes, you can, because we specifically, when they were formulated, they were intended to be able to be used for daily use. So particularly for this time of year, this is a great formula. And this one, they're all really palatable. I mentioned they're kid tested and approved. This one I find particularly so because you can just blend it with water. You know, I've taken this when I'm feeling a little under the weather myself, and plenty of adults take this, and I've added it with water. Of course, with a kid, you may want to add it to a smoothie. The leading plant here, again, is elderberry, and it's just really good for supporting the immune system and maintaining optimal immune health, especially during these months that we're in right now where colds and flus are more prevalent. We also have astragalus and echinacea in here, and that's, again, to support immune health and wellness. But we don't just stop at those. We thought it was really important to give an extra boost of the vitamin C that's delivered in oranges. And there's actually a little icon right on the label that shows Uncle Matt's oranges. And as you mentioned, we don't want to give kids too much. We just want to give them support. And especially when you give the vitamin C delivered in whole orange, you're getting those great phytonutrients that we talked about earlier in the show. And it's 120 milligrams in the scoop. So it's really giving that extra boost.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, well, I mean, you know, there's some great concepts there. And I think, you know, we can sort of talk about some general concepts related to elderberry. I mean, elderberry is this amazing sort of fruit, and it's got some of the really best research regarding as an antiviral, specifically related to flu viruses, which a lot of people get concerned about, and just general, you know, viruses. So whether, you know, and there's a lot of really great elderberry preparations on the market. I think, you know, the daily booster powder is great. It contains the elderberry as well as all of these other rich natural sources of vitamin C and bioflavonoids and herbs that support immune function. But I think if parents hear one thing about immune boosting, they should hear that elderberry is one of the best possible nutrients or best possible herbs that you can give kids as a preventative way or as a intervention for viral issues. There's so much great research on it, and every parent, and you can go, whether you buy the mega food product or whether you go into the drugstore, at this point in time, because of the great research behind elderberry specifically for children's needs, and that's a nice thing because it's a fruit, almost any way that you prepare it, it tastes really good. Elderberry, yeah, has almost like a blueberry type taste to it. So it's like, I remember, you know, when we were learning pediatrics in naturopathic school and we were learning about therapies, elderberry just always rises to the top of something that you use in children for immune support. And, you know, the research backs up its antiviral activity, specifically with some strains of flu. So it becomes really, really useful. And all parents that have young kids should have a bottle of elderberry in some form of another, mega food or not, in their medicine cabinet for their kids. And it's a great thing. It can be given daily because it is ride that line almost like an herb, almost like a food rather than an herb. Dr. Stokes, we're going to have to take a quick break. So when we come back from the break, we're going to pick up the conversation. We can talk about some other general concepts related to kids' health, and we can talk about some other really interesting formulas that they've developed to help support kids in their day-to-day life. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Multivitamins. That's right, certified organic. Made with the highest quality standards. Uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. Non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarti from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarti provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarti is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We've been talking with Dr. Erin Stokes. She's the medical director of Megafood, and we've been talking about some of their unique line of kids, sort of these booster powders, and it is rare. I mean, I've got two kids, and I'm bringing home supplements and having them do certain things, and it is really nice when somebody brings something unique to the market that's food-based and contains not just vitamins but also herbs. You know, it's not going to upset their stomach. And then, of course, you know, you go through all the trouble, or at least I do, of trying to make sure we have good, clean food in the house. So it's nice to know that they do all the independent lab testing for it to be gluten-free and dairy-free and soy-free, and it's all pesticide-free, because, you know, you may well find out that there's an herb that's good for your kids, but, you know, you don't know where it came from, and you don't know how it was grown, and you don't know what was in it. And those regulations are not mandated by the FDA for supplement manufacturers to say that something's pesticide-free. So it takes a company that's trying to create a really high-quality product to take it on themselves, and the expense and the time and the energy and the effort to put their products through that testing to be able to certify it as such. So it's, you know, all things that I really appreciate. And like I said, when it comes to kids, you know, you want to be as gentle and you want to be as nurturing as possible. And I think these lines of products really represent, you know, some of the more nurturing, supportive products on the market for kids' health. So the last time we were talking about, last segment, the Kids Daily Immune, great formula. I think the take-home message for all the moms and dads out there that are looking for natural ways to support your child's immune system is elderberry, elderberry, elderberry. And the Kids Daily Immune product is a great way to get that into your children. But understand there's plenty of other great elderberry products on the market. So just make sure you have some in your medicine cabinet. Dr. Stokes, in this segment, there's another one of the other booster powders that we haven't gotten to yet, the Kids Daily B-Center. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I would love to. Thank you, Dr. Passero. So with the Kids Daily B-Center, this formula is really designed to support mental focus with kids and a sense of calmness. We're going to talk about how that happens. Before I talk about this, I think that it's really important to say that we need to make sure we're supporting our kids, no matter how busy we are in the morning, with breakfast. I think too many kids are running out the door either with no breakfast or with a breakfast that doesn't have any protein. And I don't know what, but you talk with families about, Dr. Passero, but I'm really big on making sure that kids and adults, but since we're focusing on the kiddos today, get protein in the morning. And that helps to stabilize their blood sugar levels when they hit mid-morning and might be hitting a slump. And I think if somebody just has a bowl of cereal and runs out the door, then they're not getting that protein to stabilize that blood sugar. So even if you're having oatmeal or something like that, just having some nuts or a big dollop of yogurt, just getting protein in the morning. It could be eggs. It could be a turkey sausage. So just wanted to say that first. And then we, I think that's really important. And I notice a difference when parents come back and tell me, oh, that really helped. And so with Kids Daily Be Centered, we want to support energy, focus, a sense of calm. And how do we do that? Well, this has a full complement of our food state B vitamins, which we know are really important for balanced energy levels. And it also has an interesting herb in it called bacopa. And bacopa is an Ayurvedic herb. So it comes to us from the Ayurvedic system of medicine that originated in India. And this has been traditionally used both for kids and adults, and it helps with cognitive function. So it's helping with that mental focus that we're talking about. And, you know, kids these days are on such demanding schedules. We really expect a lot. The pace of life has increased. Our modern lifestyles are busy, and that holds true for kids as well. So two of my favorite herbs are in this formula to help with that calmness, that kind of like grounded feeling. So the kids are feeling calm in their day. And that is chamomile, you know, the humble chamomile flower, which is really such a great plant for kids. In the prior segment, we talked about elderberry and supporting healthy immune function and being such a just premier herb that we love to use for kids. It's kind of that herb food continuum. Well, chamomile holds that reign, I think, with supporting the nervous system. Mm-hmm. You know, a cup of chamomile tea, there's nothing quite like it. And we have our organic chamomile flower in this blend, along with lemon balm. And lemon balm is said to bring joy to the heart. It's just this very uplifting, gentle plant. So we're giving kids some real nourished support here with these herbs. So you can tell I really like this blend. And it also has L-theanine that is an amino acid that is naturally occurring in green tea. And L-theanine has some really nice research on it. Emerging research has actually shown that it can help promote mental focus. And that, again, holds true for kids and adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, kids definitely are under a lot of pressure. And, you know, different kids are wired in different ways. And a lot of our kids, you know, I see it in my area, a lot of the parents are very driven and successful and work really hard. And, you know, kids inherit some of those drives and pick that up. And I think children's nervous systems need as much support as adults do. And in fact, probably more. And, you know, you can see a lot of kids just stressed and anxious. And, you know, it's nice to be able to, instead of turning to something more chemical based or more drug based or whatever it might be, to work with the basics of human physiology. So that's like you talked about, Dr. Stokes, keep making sure blood sugar is stabilized by feeding them properly. And then, you know, tools like this where we can use these gentle, really safe herbs to basically help support a balanced nervous system. People often respond really well to these little interventions. And so it's a great way to just add some support along with the other B vitamins and nutrients that are in here to really support kids in a lot of ways. So thank you, Dr. Stokes, for taking the time with us. If people are interested, I do think this is, usually we don't plug a lot of formulas on the show, but there's not much else out there like this for kids' health. There's not a lot of companies really gearing a lot of products towards kids. And I think Megafood kind of hit a really nice niche in the market that wasn't being filled by creating these booster powders and doing it in the way that they do it. So I think parents who are interested in using these kind of things for children can turn to these products with a lot of confidence and a lot of hope for supporting their children in the proper way. So thank you all for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I wish you all the best of health until next time. Take care.
Did you know at Village Green, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.